This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management and Spine Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Bassem Abdel Fattah, a partner physician with North American Spine. North American Spine specializes in the Acuroscope procedure, a minimally invasive approach to treating chronic back pain. Dr. Abdel Fattah, welcome to eHealth Radio.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So, Dr. Bassem, talk about what you specialize in and how that equates to the types of patients that you treat at North American Spine.
So what we basically do with North American Spine is a minimally invasive spine surgery that essentially involves trying to restore the original anatomy of the spine through techniques that don't involve the removal of any bone or the implantation of any hardware. And so our goal is essentially to get patients back to where they were at square one with their activities of daily living and everything else without limiting them and, you know, such things as fusions and other things that restrict their movement or their ability to function throughout the day. The way we do it is through something called an Acuroscope. It involves a camera that's placed down to the lower part of the spine that travels up through the spine, anterior to the spine, which means in front of it, and it essentially has a laser that can pass through that camera, and we utilize that laser to, you know, in a more layman term, punch holes through the disc, or essentially use a laser to create a cavity below the disc, which causes the discs that are herniated out to resorb. We can also use it to lyse scar tissue or to remove any sort of obstruction within the canal as well. You know, the other thing we do is, well, with the lasers, we can come in through the sides of the back or engage these discs, as we say, percutaneously, and actually engage that laser into the center of the disc and once again create a cavity that allows the disc to resorb and also will help seal any tears within the disc. So I mean, a lot of what we do from the minimally invasive standpoint is we deal with a lot of discogenic or disc-related type pain, as well as we have the capacity to remove scar tissue if need be within the epidural canal.
The Acuroscope procedure is becoming an increasingly popular way to treat back pain. Explain how the Acuroscope procedure works, if you could just touch on that.
Absolutely. So the way the Acuroscope procedure works is we create a small incision at the lower part of the spine. Essentially, it's at the caudal canal. And at that area, we create a small little, about a 3 millimeter, 4 millimeter incision, and we pass the Acuroscope through that incision. And that scope will actually travel in front of the spinal cord at the area where these discs and whatever else can be obstructing the space within it. And utilizing that camera has a great capacity to visualize any pathology within the canal and allows us to pass a laser through that camera in order to correct the pathology, you know, we've tested or seen on MRI earlier, in order to regain some of that normal structure back in there and alleviate some of the symptoms patients were having. And, that's essentially how the camera works.
And thanks for sharing that. Now, how is the Acuroscope procedure different from other minimally invasive procedures out there in the market?
So a lot of other minimally invasive procedures, though they say they are minimally invasive, a lot of them still involve a bigger incision or, you know, more aggressive dilations where there is removal of bone and implantation of hardware and whatnot. You know, with the Acuroscope, essentially what we're trying to do is restore the native anatomy within the spinal canal. And in so doing, we're not taking any bone out. We're not placing any hardware in there. And there's far less occurrence of any scar tissue postoperatively.
Today we are with Dr. Bassem Abdel Fattah, a partner physician with North American Spine that specializes in the Acuroscope procedure, a minimally invasive approach to treating chronic back pain, here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and Spine Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Abdel Fattah, after a patient has the Acuroscope procedure, what can they expect in the days, weeks, and months afterwards?
So after the procedure, typically we utilize some restrictions with the patient as far as bending or flexing the area where their intervention was done for about 1 to 2 weeks. And then after that, for about a month, we don't let them lift anything over 10 pounds. And then after that, they get into physical therapy and get back into it. Ideally, the pain, and especially the radicular symptoms or symptoms that go down the leg or arm, should be improved after about, pretty close to right after surgery. And sometimes can take as long as a month or two, but typically, you know, their symptoms get better progressively. And they usually can note better ability to participate in different types of activities that they weren't able to in the past. But I always remind them that the same way you herniated the first time, you can do it again a second time. So, you know, avoid doing any excessive or aggressive activities that hurt it in the first place. But for the most part, they can expect at least, you know, 70 to 80% resolution of symptoms, and in some cases, 100% resolution in the symptoms they were having prior to the procedure.
Lastly, North American Spine does more than just treat back pain. They also help treat chronic neck pain as well. Talk about this a little, if you would.
Absolutely. So with the neck pain, the way we do that is we come in through the front of the neck, using fluoroscopy, and everything is guided precisely with the fluoroscope that we utilize. And we engage the needle into the center of the disc. Once we're in there, we place the laser, once again, within the center of that disc and allow the laser to develop a cavity within the disc that becomes a space for the disc to resorb and collapse on. And after that does happen, typically any disc herniation or protrusion out through the into the epidural canal will shrink down and resolve a lot of the symptoms patients may be having in the cervical spine, thereby avoiding, you know, fusions or laminectomies or anything else.
Dr. Abdel Fattah, certainly has been good to have had you. Thanks for the information here on how you treat chronic pain, back pain, and neck pain. Tell us, where can folks get more information on North American Spine?
Absolutely. NorthAmericanSpine.com is a great resource to get all the information you need and a lot of questions answered. Also, you know, our best marketing tool is actually word of mouth, and talking to people that have had the procedure done before seems to be the best way to get a good idea of it. You know, we're really confident in our results, and we feel that the best way patients really find out about us is, you know, they talk to other patients or other people that have had the procedure done, and typically they get a very positive response. But, you know, for information and everything else, NorthAmericanSpine.com will probably be your best resource.
Well, that sounds good. Dr. Abdel Fattah, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure being here.
We've been speaking with Dr. Bassem Abdel Fattah, a partner physician with North American Spine that specializes in the Acuroscope procedure, a minimally invasive approach to treating chronic back pain. And once again, the website of reference is NorthAmericanSpine.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pain Management and Spine Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.